Brooklyn's Radio. Loving Events in Surrey.
Yes, indeed, it's time for the Events in Surrey, and the lady knows what to do and tell us where to go. That's Diana Roberts from the Guildford Tourist Information Centre. Hello, Diana.
Good afternoon, Graham.
Lovely to see you here today.
Thank you. Nice to see you too. Oh, I enjoy my little trips over here.
I didn't know you liked the A3 so much.
Well, it was behaving today, was so it? Oh, yeah, it was behaving. So.
Good. Okay.
There are days when I
yes,
am
I know.
Not so enamoured.
I know. A few weeks ago, it was in a big mess, wasn't it?
Yes. When I scoot in sideways, like with half a second to go, yeah. Bits I don't like.
There you go. Anyway, plenty of time today. So, what's going on at the moment? We're coming up towards another bank holiday, aren't we?
We are, but I'm going to start with a reminder of an event that I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, the Surrey Hills Sculpture Garden and Arts Festival that's at Birtley House in Bramley. This is on only until the 2nd of June. It's the one where I said it's probably the best value event we're going to have this year, in that if you buy tickets in advance, they're £7. Buy them on the gate, they're £8. Kids go free, and you can reuse your ticket as much as you like, so you could go every day between now and the end. So the sooner you go, the sooner you get good value, because you can actually reuse it.
Good point.
They have got over 150 high-quality sculptures in a range of materials all across the landscape, in the woodlands, the meadows, the lakeside and the gardens at Birtley Estate. It is beautiful. There's a marquee located on the lakeside meadow, which has like an indoor exhibition of the maquettes and the smaller pieces and other pieces of artwork. There's free parking there for cars and coaches, and a cafe with cream teas and light refreshments. Frankly, what's not to love? The surroundings are so beautiful, it could also be recommended that you take a picnic.
Right.
Give the kids a little chance for a run around.
Yeah.
£7 or £8 for adults, nothing for the kids. What's not to love? Sticking with something for the kids, the Wharf Weenies are back at Dapdune Wharf, bringing this one in because this is for children of 18 months plus, and so often there's loads of stuff for the older ones, for the, like, the junior school age plus, but not much for the little ones. And this is throughout May, 10 to 11 every day. Admission is just £3. Special sessions for the youngest visitors and their grown-ups. There's story time, fun, craft activities, and a chance to explore the outdoors. Do come suitably dressed for the outdoors and getting messy. There will be some walking involved as well. And booking is essential at Dapdune Wharf. I've got a phone number here, which I'll leave with Graham, so if you're interested, or you can go on to the National Trust website, Dapdune Wharf, and look at their events. Still sticking with the National Trust, Claremont Landscape Gardens, which is just so beautiful. They've got a history walk, because the origins of Claremont, there are very strong royal connections. Princess Charlotte, that's her garden. And they have got, on the 19th of May, which is a Sunday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and also on the 22nd of May, which is a Wednesday, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, there you explore the Claremont and the estate with their fascinating history involving royalty and aristocrats. Find out what made the gardens a royal favourite, and which important events shaped the landscape and the country on this enjoyable walk with their expert guide. I love it when they've got these volunteers that work at these places. They know so much, and normally their delivery is really good. It's a bit, you know, it's like telling stories. It's really lovely. On now to another thing I can highly recommend, Way and Arran Canal Trust cream tea voyages. Now, I've had a cream tea. It was a Mother's Day one. On these boats, they're very, very generous. The tickets are £14, and you'll get scones, plural, jam, cream, butter, tea, coffee. And do you know what? It's just going to force you to sit there for 90 minutes and do everything slowly. And I so want to go on this right now. The week I've had, this would be perfect.
We can all do with slowing down.
Absolutely. And this time of year is really good, because the riverbanks are beautiful, lots of wildflowers and wildlife to see. So it's an opportunity to sit back, relax, and enjoy delicious cream tea on their electric canal boat Wigan Holt while watching the beautiful countryside pass by. And that's another one that's run by volunteers that are all so knowledgeable, and they're just such nice people. It's well worth it. Now, as you know, the tourist office is downstairs from the Guildford House Gallery, and we've had one of those ladders and bubble wrap weeks where something's coming down and something's going up. What's going up? Oh, it's lovely. I don't think that any of them is for sale. Some of them might be. These are all the works of art that are on the wall are the results of A art and photography competition by Surrey Wildlife Trust, because they're celebrating their 60th anniversary this year, and this is one of the activities that they're doing. So there's stuff by little kids, drawing of a rabbit, and one of a badger, which is, no, a mole, which was hysterical. There's other paintings, there's quite a lot of foxes, there's a beautiful one of a swan, and my favourite is on the landing, and it's like a composition, so name me a wildlife creature, and it's on there, like,
oh, really?
As,
oh,
like,
yes,
a collage.
I know, collage,
so there's,
yeah,
butterflies and bees and ladybirds and an owl and ducks and mice and all sorts of things. It's really, really lovely. So if you love wildlife, this, the works of art are superb. And then you've got the kids' ones, which are just so cute, you know, their interpretation of it. This is completely free. It's on from the 25th of May through to the 16th of June. Open from 10 a.m. to 4:45 Monday to Saturday, and 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. So 7 days a week, plenty of chance to come in and see it completely free. And that the entries on display are from both amateur and professional artists and photographers of all ages. Really cool. I've loved watching it all come in and getting excited as it goes on the wall. At the same time, we have a little exhibition in the garden room at Guildford House, which is celebrating the 40th anniversary of the twinning of Guildford and Freiburg. And there is some works of art there by working Freiburg artists. So you can come and have a look at that. So that's downstairs. And then upstairs is Wild Surrey, the Surrey Wildlife competition entries, which are just lovely. So it's a nice one. I like this one. Now we're heading for kids half term, you know.
We are indeed, yes.
Bank,
yes,
holiday week after, it's half term, so all of the usual suspects have come out the woodwork and pulled out all the stops. I do love it when they do that. Starting with one of my absolute favourites, Bockett's Farm. They've got loads going on, but do you know what? Their Shetland has just had a baby.
Oh, right.
So there's a little baby Shetland that is the cutest thing.
Oh, that must be lovely.
Thing. And of course, there's still loads of lambs, and there's a litter of baby pigs as well. So if you like baby animals, it's well worth going. Bockett's Farm's pretty good value. Adults go in for $11.95. Children aged 3 to 17 are $12.95. But there is so much to do. You can so spend the whole day. They have got a lovely cafe where you could have lunch or take a picnic. So, you know, you can as you wish. Now, Tuesdays to Fridays, they've got birds of prey flying demonstrations. Every day from 10:30 till 4, they're doing circus skills workshops. You can go and do panning for gold. That's open again for the summer season. Water wars. That should be a laugh, shouldn't it? For £1 gets 5 balloons, and you can have fun launching water-filled balloons at your opponents. Shan't take the grandchild to that. They've got a bubble disco with fun and music games and giant bubbles. Obviously, the animal discovery barn where you can go and watch goats being milked and all sorts of things. And there is so much to do. And I love going to Bockett's, and I do take my grandchildren a lot. Because if you happen to go on a day when the weather is dreadful, you've got that massive great big barn and lots of indoor stuff that you can still do. So it's not a day wasted, you know.
Mm.
So, yeah, so they always pull out the stops for half term, as do Polston Lacey. They are doing How to Survive the Wild Woods at Polston Lacey.
That's hopeful.
This is not an invitation to abandon your child in the woods at Polston Lacey. It's going on from the 25th of May to the 2nd of June, 10:30 to 3 p.m. daily. Usual admission applies, and you can get stuck into some serious bushcraft and wilderness skills to help you make the most of the wild woods at Polston. Meet Phoebe, who's their apprentice ranger. Fun for all ages, an additional £3 per child. And they've also got bug hunts, which are also £3 per child. I'm fine with that as long as I don't bring them home.
I'm going to say, yes.
Yeah. National Trust, again, at Winkworth, they're always really good. They've got trails, the normal admission applies, and then they've got a trail which is just £1. It's an opportunity for fun and fresh air, whatever the weather. You can explore the Arboretum with your family trail this half term. They've got this family trail, but they've actually got three trails. One of them is difficult, so for a bit of an expert. One of them is intermediary, which the majority of people do. And then they've got one that's wheel-friendly, so pushchairs and wheelchairs. So it's really, really good. And we loved it last year because with the summer being so hot, when you're under the trees, it's really cool. My littlest grandson was so tiny then, you just didn't want to be out in the scorching heat. And Winkworth was our go-to place. It was wonderful. So they've got lots of like bits for the kids to climb on and things. It's really good. I've got a brand new event for you here now. I think this is going to be incredibly popular. The people who run the Spike Heritage Centre in Guildford, the old workhouse, and they also put on things like the pancake race. On the 25th of May at 2 o'clock till 5:30, they have an event they're calling Spike 19. And what you get is taste from a fantastic range of local honey, wine and cheeses, all produced within 25 miles of the venue. You can come and learn how to make your own cheese at home, find out what's involved in keeping bees, how the beehive works, and what is mead and how do you make it.
Yeah, I'm
so
not
there
sure
you go.
That
That's
one.
A good one. Now, yeah, you will need to listen up here. The website with more details is charlottesville.co.uk, because the Spike and all of this is run by the Charlottesville Trust. So don't look for Spike. You can look for Spike 19, though. You might find it.
Right.
We're having a bit of a National Trust sort of day here. Also for half term, the Big Tree Climb at Hatchlands. This is almost fully booked, so if you're interested, you need to get onto the website really quickly. It's happening on the 26th, 10 till 3:45. Now, it seems expensive, but this is climbing the trees under guidance from experts, and it's all the kit that goes with it, the ropes, the knots, the carabiners and everything else. So everybody who is climbing, if they're a National Trust member, it's £20. If they're not, it's £24.05. If you are the parent of a child that is climbing, the parent gets in free. But if you're
right.
climbing too, it's £24.
You're right. Okay.
Makes sense. Children have to be 6+. Parents and guardians must accompany all children, but they do, as I said, if they're not climbing, free admission for them. And then we have two here because then we're moving into English Wine Week.
Ah, right.
Now, over the last few years, that has gone from a comedy statement to a wow, world-class, award-winning, we live in a wine region.
Indeed, we do.
Actually live in a wine region. So apart from these two that I'm going to tell you, another thing I'd suggest you look at is the Vineyards of the Surrey Hills. And that's a trail across the Surrey vineyards, and it takes in Denbighs, Albury, Greyfriars, High Clandon and Chilworth. And they're all very different. All of those vineyards are incredibly different. Denbighs, obviously the oldest and the biggest. Albury is purely organic. Greyfriars is quite new. High Clandon has a beautiful glass barn. They often have art exhibitions there as well as their vineyards. And it's a sparkling wine area. So if you like a bit of sparkling wine, we can beat Prosecco, hands down. So English Wine Week, vineyard tour and tasting at Albury Vineyard. This is on the 25th and the 26th, 11 till 4 each day. Admission is just £20. And you can celebrate English Wine Week with them with a guided tour of the vineyard located in the picturesque Surrey Hills. And it is beautiful. Gain an insight into their passion for organic produce, biodynamic viticulture and quality English wine. Learn about the rise of English wine scene and taste their latest award-winning wines.
Wow.
What's not to love? And don't forget, they are right next to Silent Pool Gin, Norbury Blue Cheese and Mandira's Kitchen. So you could do another bit of shopping while you're over there. And, of course, Denbighs being our most oldest and most established vineyard in Surrey. They are celebrating with style. They've got lots of things going on. It's a great place for a walk. Denbighs Vineyard Nature Trail they're going to be doing. They've got a wine and cheese walk on the 26th of May. I don't think that means you find cheese. I think you're rewarded with it at the end.
Yes.
And they've also got a tasting and late night shopping event on Thursday, the 30th of May. So all of our wonderful vineyards are celebrating English Wine Week week after next.
Great stuff. Well,
absolutely.
Diana, thank you for taking us through all that today. So much to do in the county and a lot more. And if people do want to find out more,
well, if they're in Guildford, they can come and see the team at the tourist office opposite Sainsbury's. If not, go on to visit guildford.com.
Right, as easy as that. Well, we look forward to seeing you again next week.
See you next week.
Have a good week. Bye for now.
Brooklands Radio. Loving events in Surrey.